Welcome to this week's edition of Coach Prep. Coach Don and I are working remotely this week, but we got a really fun topic for you today. We're going to talk about communication, which all of you know is one of my favorite topics and one of the things I love to talk about the most. Before we get into that topic, though, let's talk about our sponsors. First, the Anderson Bat Company.
Everything Fast Pitch is very proud to have Anderson Bat Company as our presenting sponsor. Anderson Bat Company is using the latest and greatest bat technology to corner the market in the fast pitch world. They have the -9 rocket tech, the -10 carbon, and the -11 carbon light. Anderson Bat Company is using this technology to put a high-performing bat in the hands of hitters that really know the difference between a good bat and a great bat. We're also working with Anderson to provide a discount for all of our listeners. Go to the Anderson Bat Company website and order your bats. Use the EFP20 discount, which is for everything fast pitch, and you'll get a 20% discount.
And again, make sure you take advantage of that EFP20. It's a great way for you to help support the podcast and also to save that additional 20%, an already great purchase. So also, let's talk about becoming a patron. We want you to be a patron. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. We are very fortunate. We've got a group of patrons that have been supporting us for a long time that have kept the podcast alive. We would love more people to come on board and join if you can. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. We're talking about $5, $10, or $20 a month. We would love for you to help to support the podcast if you're in a position where you can. So, Don, the topic today is communication. The people that have been listening to Everything Fast Pitch and Coach Prep for a while have heard me talk about how important I think this is. Probably 15 times, but Stan raised a really important thought today, which I think is worth jumping into. And one of the reasons why I think sometimes communication doesn't happen quite as consistently as we want it to, and it's not really a pointing a finger of blame at anybody kind of a thing, as much as it is just the culture is so different. So we have a lot of dads that end up coaching softball because they were baseball players and they have daughters that play softball. And the one thing that I think both of us would agree is that the culture about communicating in the game of baseball is much different than it needs to be in the game of softball because the field is so big. You know, the typical play in baseball, there's only a typical game of baseball. There's only a few times where you're going to have situations where players are so close together and you know, interacting with each other that communication is a life or death, win or lose kind of thing. You know, when you've got two outfielders on a baseball field chasing down a ball that's in the gap, that ball is typically in the air for a really long time, and they have a lot of time to sort it out. Whereas in our game, because the field's so much smaller, communication is a lot more critical. The spaces are a lot tighter. The players are in close proximity to each other really all game long. And so I think it's something that's worth talking about and trying to help the coaches that are listening that come from that baseball background to see the value in communicating in the game of fast pitch the way that we think that it should be done.
Yeah, Tori, as you're describing that, I'm thinking about the size of the fields. You know, same number of players, of course, but the size of the fields are vastly different. If you think of a foul line in softball being 200 feet, and in baseball could possibly be close to 400. So
right.
Just the square footage of a baseball field is just a little shy of four times the size. So yep. What you're describing is exactly right. And when our baseball parents, come over to the fast pitch game, the importance that's put on that communication might not be emphasized as much as, you know, what we're describing as being crucial or important for the fast pitch game.
Right. And again, I'm not trying to throw shade at any of the baseball dads involved in coaching because, you know, without the dads doing the coaching, you know, there'd be an awful lot of kids that wouldn't get to play. But the part about it that I think we have to make sure that we're clear about is that the dads who are transitioning into coaching that have played baseball, or typically they didn't stop playing baseball when they were in the very young ages when the field was small. They finished their careers playing on the big fields with the 90-foot bases, you know, the gigantic outfields that you're talking about, you know, how much bigger the field is. You know, and one of the things that we were talking about before we started to record, when I was coaching at Parkside, we went to a tournament up in the Metrodome up in Minneapolis, and the baseball lines were still out on the field. Basically, the way they set the field up was home plate for our games was still home plate. You know, they put up some temporary fencing in the outfield, but all the lines and everything were the same. So our left fielder was typically playing inside of the line that was on the field for the baseball field to show the, you know, the delineation between the infield and the outfield.
That's awesome.
Whole team is playing basically in the infield of a Major League Baseball field. And so obviously you got a lot more people really close together trying to accomplish a lot in a very tight space. And so I think we have to, you know, make sure that, you know, that we help people see that, you know, because everything is happening so close together, you know, Stan's point, if you were out on a softball field, you took your kids and you put them in their position, but they were all by themselves. They didn't have to worry about any other players being out there. And you hit a moonshot, like let's say, you know, in short center field, and there was nobody on the field but your third baseman. If it was high enough, she would have a legitimate chance to get out behind second base and make a play.
Yes.
You know, you hit it high enough, your catcher probably could run that far and have a chance to make that play. So the fact that almost everybody on the field has a chance to be involved in some plays tells us that if they're not communicating, we're going to have really big problems. For our people with a baseball background, we just want to make sure that we're thinking about how crucial this is, how tight the quarters are. You know, and the closer we are together, the more on top of each other the players feel like they are, the more important it is that they're communicating and helping each other. Otherwise, we're going to have collisions. We're going to have train wrecks. We're going to have plays that don't get made just because they're afraid they're going to run into each other.
I like the description, Tori, of putting a 200-foot, which is a good-sized softball field, on that major league field. I think that really gives a good visual on how compact and how quick and tight the quarters are for our fast pitch game, for sure.
Right. And so when we start to think about everybody's in such tight quarters, the value of communication becomes that much more exaggerated. You know, one of the things that, you know, I've talked ad nauseum about the idea of how I think really good teams always communicate well. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all out there cheering and chanting and those kinds of things, but they are having in-game honest communication about third base and shortstop, who's got certain plays, who's going to get certain balls, you know, shortstop and second baseman and center fielder talking about that Bermuda triangle of pop-ups that can be out there, you know, right behind second base in that in no man's land, you know, the second baseman, first baseman and right fielder, you know, having conversations and talking about those kinds of things, you know, the corner infielders and the pitchers and the catchers talking about who's got priority and who's going to be making plays, that kind of stuff in our game is the difference between really, really good softball and unfortunately not quite as successful and not quite as clean of a version of the game. And so, you know, to me, communication is a crucial thing. And I think we just need to make sure that we're always looking at understanding why some people might not value it or why some people might not invest as much time or effort in it. And hopefully we can sway some of those people to see its value and spend a little bit more time working on it.
Yep. Tori, fewer mistakes is definitely more fun. But the safety piece of it, to me, especially for younger players, is huge because it's no fun once we get hurt, you know, when we have concussions or, you know, any kind of broken bones or anything like that, because the communication piece isn't there yet. And, you know, that's the big piece to me.
Yeah. And to me, one of the things where I think we get into trouble is this is something I think if we were teaching it more with the youngest players, it would be more ingrained. But unfortunately, you know, what I keep seeing over and over again is kids that don't communicate at all when they're younger. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get to 14 and under, 16 and under high school. And all of a sudden they've got coaches talking about how important communication is. You know, and I think sometimes because players are younger and we try to talk ourselves into thinking, well, they can't do some of this stuff or it's too much for them. But I think that some of these things that basic communication, calling the ball and talking about what's going to happen before a play happens is something that even the youngest player can do. And I think we just have to start changing our approach to it as coaches, make sure that we value it more, that we spend more time working on it, especially teaching it to the younger kids. Because like you said, Don, the first time two kids run smack dab full speed into each other and get hurt, the game just became no fun.
It's no fun at all. Yeah. Well, and the young ones, the young ones, Tori, when they bump into each other, right? They just kind of bump into each other, so it's not as big a deal when we're real little. But as they get older and faster and stronger, and you know, then collisions are for real.
Yeah, you know, I know. Sometimes we think little kids are made out of rubber and that they can't get hurt, but I think that's not necessarily really true. Right? So, But so coaches, we ought to think about communication and make sure that no matter what your background is, if you're one of those coaches that played your entire baseball career and never really had to communicate much, I understand why you're used to what you're used to, but just because you're used to it doesn't mean that it's the absolute best way for us to continue to teach the game. And so we want to just keep helping coaches be a little bit more open-minded to seeing some of the stuff that we think is so important. So that's going to wrap up this week's Coach Prep. Make sure that you reach out to us with suggestions, questions, ideas, comments at everythingfastpitch@gmail.com or fastpitchprep@gmail.com. Make sure you go to the fastpitchprep.com website, order your Square Cuts training discs there. You can also have access to the YouTube channel and the blog post. There's tons and tons of information available on the website. As always, we want to make sure that you have access to all that information and take advantage of it. And make sure you order your Square Cuts training discs. They're $49.95 a dozen. So for Coach Don McKinley and our producer, Stan Lewis, this is Coach Torrey saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.